Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
I love him and take good care of him and don't let him die and bring him home safe. And I love him so much. Amen.
The fervent prayer of a child. That's a little boy praying for his dad to be released from a prison in Iran. It's now 7:35 Central Time. Good morning. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. That little boy's voice is one of the children, the young son of American pastor Saeed Abedini with the Calvary Chapel Church in Boise, Idaho. Pastor Saeed Abedini is the subject of a global prayer vigil that gets underway tomorrow, organized in no small part by a gentleman who's on our guest line. Jordan Sekulow is with the American Center for Law and Justice, a nonprofit charitable law firm providing legal counsel to the Abedini family as their husband, as their dad, as Pastor Saeed Abedini is held illegally in a prison in Iran. Joining us once again, Jordan Sekulow, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Austin.
Give us an update, if you could, Jordan, as to what you know, what we can know publicly about the condition of our friend Pastor Saeed Abedini.
Sure. Saeed is not in a hospital right now. He's back in a prison, Rajashahr prison, which is a tough prison, primarily because it houses, and this is the second different prison he's been in, which it houses very violent criminals. And this is day 730 that he's been in prison. He's been away from his family. Just to kind of make that clear to people, since June of 2012, he was put under house arrest for most of June and July, or most of July and August of 2012. And then towards the end of September, tomorrow marks the two-year anniversary, was arrested at his parents' home in Iran early hours of September 26, 2012, and taken to the first prison. He has spent some time in a private hospital, under prison guard, and because of medical issues, never received surgery and needed surgery. But at some point before that happened, the hospital was stormed with the guards, and he was taken back to prison. He's also facing a new threat, newer in the last couple of weeks. This has been kind of the latest threat to him, which I think, in a sense, underscores why we say at this prayer vigil, Saeed is the driving force behind, our involvement. We represent the Abedini family, but it's a prayer vigil for all the persecuted Christians, and Naghmeh Abedini, Saeed's wife, wanted to make that clear. So that this is not just for Saeed, that we're going to be praying for all who are persecuted. He's actually facing a threat from ISIS now. People may step back and say, well, how is that the case? Don't Iran and ISIS not get along? And don't they fight one Sunni, that's ISIS, and Shia, Iran? And what's the issue there? Well, that's true. And so Iran has arrested terrorists from ISIS and put them in the violent criminals prison. When they found out, they were in the same prison as an American Christian. And I underscore both of those because just him being American makes him a target of the Islamic State to some extent. And the fact that he's a convert would mean that they'd like to kill him. They've made that intention known to people at the prison and other prisoners. And they've informed Saeed, so he's had to be extremely careful about how he moves around Austin, because during any kind of the free time they're allowed to have the prison yard setting, and any time outside, he's got to make sure when he's not in his cell that he's not going to get killed by another prisoner. And of course, that's always a threat in a violent prison, but especially so when you're dealing with members of ISIS. So this is not a prison with just quote unquote political prisoners or prisoners of conscience.
Jordan Sekulow with the American Center for Law and Justice. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. Jordan, your emphasis on both the words American and Christian are well-received, and the emphasis is understood. It's also the case, and you've explained this very well in your previous appearances here on the program. You make the case very well, but the fact is that our current administration, our current president, has changed our nation's stance and disposition with the country of Iran from the disposition that the past several presidents have staked out, dating back to 1979 and the Carter administration. That is to say that the Obama administration is now negotiating some kind of treaty or some kind of mutually understood agreement with the country of Iran, whereas the past several presidents in our country would have nothing to do with this regime. Is this negotiation making matters better for religious liberty and for getting Saeed Abedini back? Is it making matters better or worse in your estimation?
It's different. You know, it's changed what used to be more of a back channel negotiation that may be another country in the past with the hikers. It was Oman. You know, it usually worked through another predominantly Muslim country which the U.S. was allied with, that also worked with Iran just because, you know, proximity, even if they came from different Islamic backgrounds. And in this situation, and because of the nuclear negotiations, there's obviously, this is not just back channel anymore. This is public. You know, the calls on Iran to release Saeed have not just been made in press conferences by the president or statements by the president and the secretary of state. Mm-hmm. They've been made directly to Iranian officials. The president on a phone call with President Rouhani, that was historic. No president from the United States had spoken to a leader of Iran since 1979.
Right.
And he brought up Saeed. And Secretary Kerry has brought up Saeed as well in the meetings with Iranian officials. And those meetings happened even this week. You know, this is all coinciding, these prayer vigils, with the UN General Assembly that's going on right now in New York. The Iranians are here. Secretary Kerry has already met with the foreign minister. But we do have to be realistic that because of the nuclear negotiations, though it allows the U.S. to communicate in an easier way to Iran, Iran also has, you know, can make this person a pawn in the nuclear negotiation. I think to try and act like he is not, it's one thing to acknowledge, and I think that our government is not going to ever do that, acknowledge that he's part of a nuclear negotiation because they don't want to aid in the Iranian stance. But I think, you know, from a working stance, you have to assume the reason why, of course, while they're in negotiations with you over something very important and important to their, and they're getting economic relief, that they're certainly going to hold whatever cards they can. And this is one of them. They've got an American. He's one of three Americans, and the most prominent one who is in prison there. And, you know, I think if it, on one hand, it may help Saeed stay alive because of the public nature of this and the fact that they know. But, you know, at the same time, he's in an Iranian prison. As much as they these negotiators in New York and their foreign minister may believe the same thing, that we don't, you know, wouldn't want to see him get killed, and he hasn't been sentenced to death by their court, that they're not in control of those prisons. I mean, they're pretty out of control places with tough people in them, and
sure,
also prison guards who may not agree with the regime's stance on that issue. And we know there's a lot of infighting inside Iran. So it's an important time for everybody to come together in prayer, because our leaders are sitting down at the table as we speak with Iranians. This has never really happened before until this year. And, you never know when it's going to end. You never know when they're just going to walk away from those negotiations. And certainly we wouldn't want to see that happen, whether you agree with these negotiations or not, without getting Saeed out. And so our theme for this prayer vigil is it's time. And we just believe it's time for our government to step up and get him home. And we know that the government, U.S. government's been successful in the past with people held in Iran when this pressure builds. And around this time, you know, that this is about as long as it should take to get someone like this out, especially when you've got these open, not back channel, open, face-to-face negotiations going on with Iran.
Jordan Seculo, it's so crucial at times like these to have people like yourself, like your associates at the American Center for Law and Justice, that are trained in law and are attorneys and understand international law and international negotiations and U.S. foreign policy. Not all of us can do that. Not all of us go there like you do. And I'm glad that you are there and your associates are there doing what you do. We can all pray, however. All of us who are called by the name of Christ, who identify with the name of Christ, we can all pray. Give us some directive. And by the way, we've got a whole list of churches and houses of worship throughout the upper Midwestern regions where we're broadcasting to, all on our website at myfaithradio.com. You can log on there and find a church and go participate in this prayer vigil with others, or pray silently and pray privately. But Jordan, advise us, give us find a few moments of insight as to what to pray for in your view.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, actually, in Washington, D.C., where I am, Nag Mavadini is here, and Saeed's wife and his kids are both here. You played Jacob, who's 6 years old, some sound from comments from him about his dad. His Saeed's daughter, Rebecca, who's 8, is here. And we're actually kicking off the prayer vigils in Washington, D.C. tonight at 6 p.m. It's with me and Nagme, my dad, Jay Sekiel, will be there. And then also, because we're not, this is, you talked about kind of our role and what we do. We're not ministers. We're Christian lawyers.
Right.
Reverend Franklin Graham will be joining us tonight in Washington. We're going to be right outside the White House. It's not a political event. That's the only 4 people participating. And we're just going to be coming together in prayer. And it's really about, getting people out there. And the reason why we're doing it tonight, and the other vigils are on September 26th tomorrow, is because when we gather tonight at 6 p.m. in front of the White House with people from around the Washington, D.C. area, it will be September 26th in Iran, the early morning hours when Saeed was initially arrested 2 years ago. And so what we will have is, one, for everybody who has signed up to host a vigil, like you said, that list, they will actually get more information this evening, emailed to them about, they've already gotten some about how to direct the vigil, but they're going to get even more about what they can do, what they should say. And, I think what's important here is that we pray that Saeed gets home. We pray for his family here in the United States, the kids who have gone through this now for more than 2 years and are getting older, and so are realizing that they're more and more, that they're what is wrong here and the seriousness of what's wrong here. And for Nagme, his wife, for his extended family, his family that's in Iran still, and is the reason why we're able to get updates on Saeed, and they're of course facing issues constantly. So to pray for that whole family, and to pray that Saeed stays safe, so that ultimately he's able to return home. We always have these two goals. The first is to keep Saeed alive, and the second is to ultimately see him home. And we can't forget the first goal, which is to make sure that he lives to see another day each day, so that ultimately we reach that ultimate goal, which is to get him back to his family. And so it's a time, and then to pray for the persecuted around the world who may not have a family in the U.S. who can tell their story and can talk about what's happening with them. But we know the brutality that Christians, entire Christian villages, are being destroyed. And so we have to pray for all the persecuted.
Jordan Seculo, he's an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, the nonprofit charitable law firm, and he's with us in Washington, D.C. Jordan, thank you for what you do. Always good to hear your voice, my friend, and to talk to you. We wish you safety, and thanks for doing what you're doing. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Austin.
Good to be with you. 748. MyFaithRadio.com. Get to our mobile-friendly website. We've got all the info you need to participate in everything that Jordan Seculo was just talking about there. It's linked from our page at MyFaithRadio.com. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're here. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.